קטע הכנה. שומע תפילה.
Preparation. He who hears prayers and the world asks, why is tefillah prayer written in the singular? Does the Creator not hear prayers as it is written? For you hear the prayers of the mouth of your people, Israel, with compassion. And the meaning is that there is only one prayer that we should pray, which is to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. And by this, all the salvation will come. Question for a workshop. How do we continue the spirit of the morning lesson to further connect with my 10 right now? Again, how do we continue the spirit of the morning lesson to continue with my 10 right now? Please.
First of all, happiness and gratitude that we have another opportunity to gather. We can't take this for granted that we were given a desire and an ability to come to a lesson. That from the light that reforms, to change from within, to an approach of bestowal. And that is the spirit of this lesson, expecting the light to change us to mutual bestowal between us.
We have another opportunity to receive a remedy, another opportunity to be in touch with one another, another opportunity to think and be engaged in the most exalted matters in reality.
We're continuing the strength that we have one another, not to remember the lesson, because we actually learned that you don't have to remember anything and start from new, but to bring this intensity that we felt in the morning, to make it continue. It all has to continue. Everything has to be built on one another. Just get stronger, just speed up more and more.
And the spirit of the morning lesson is actually the spirit of the connection that we want to renew every time, deepen, and the status of the lesson is precisely adapted to that very spirit. This is the purpose of our lesson. The lesson is a means in order for us to reach equivalence of form with upper light, build a mutual desire, and we want to build that mutual desire right now, and be in as if bestowal, and to expect for the true bestowal to be revealed among us.
We need to take this moment in advantage before the lesson, and think. I think that in the morning, in the preparation intense, we read the order of the gathering according to the Rabash article, and I remember that first of all, you have to come in the beginning of the gathering and think, what did I come with? And in the end, think of what am I leaving with? And now we need between us, I don't know, for a few moments, just take this time to use it for this. What did I come with? And what do I want to leave with? And check in the end. This is how we have to do every meeting we have. We have to do this.
Okay, in the morning there was a very strong spirit. I I stayed here, I feel that it's the same session still. But let's give each other an example of how much of a stronger lesson this could be now.
And we have to remember and help one another remember that the whole picture already exists, and that when we come to the lesson, it's not that we build existence from absence, but this image is already here, the end of the action. We just need to copy the picture, and when we become close enough, so when the light that reforms shines on our uncorrected vessels and or our efforts to find the correct picture, it'll work and clothe in it.
On the morning lesson, we said and felt many things. There were three different parts. And each part created this inner picture, an inner picture of our attitude towards the ten, our work in the group. And there was a very, well, it wasn't a militant spirit, but it was a very rich one, and it also influenced me during the day, and, well, the spirit of things.
On one hand, we need to continue. We don't need to look back, but we have to, like, keep the tendency going. The force we felt throughout the lesson, we want to continue it. That's what we need. You don't have to speak about the same things. It can be a completely different spirit, but the force we want to draw is the same force, always.
Every time we come with a new clean, we should expect the strongest, most powerful lesson we ever had. It's not a slogan. It's a reality, a spiritual reality. The sense and the sense are always towards the goal.
And specifically, the disconnections, the exits, those are the most beneficial states in building an independent deficiency ourselves, and to remember that the ability to come out of that, increasing the desire, is the natural way that the Creator is helping us grow. It's not in anyone's hands, but only in a mutual way. Mutual request. In an expectation that the light will come and give us the forces, the friends, the ten, then each and every one of us will be included in this movement.
And as a ten, we really have to be included of each other, and that gives you the ability to come out of yourself. And only through the repeating efforts and the collection of disappointments can there come a true demand to change our nature.
If I had to sum it up in one word, so annulment, one's toward the other, one toward the Rav, that's the effort we constantly have to be in. Not to let go.
The preparation 10 did an amazing work in striking on the point, striking on a specific place for water to come out, and they came out back from. They came back from the recess, and I'm sure they're on fire, so it's good to cleave on to them.
I have an inspiration of 10 number 7 that for part of their preparation they went to Rishon to be with them in the morning lesson. It's a very good example on how to really be included and cause, make a connection that you can advance from.
Good. So really, the spirit of the morning lesson is the spirit that sees the greatness of the friends, and only to the extent to which we see their greatness are we ready to absorb from their deficiency and to be included of it, to make place, to be more flexible on the inside, and not to hold on like a child that holds on to some rag doll, but to know that the real treasure is in the friend's deficiency. That's where the Creator is.
Think about it, that everything is open from the sky. There's no preventions, no delays. It all depends on us.
מגילת מוסיף, העיקר שנעשה את זה יחד, בתנועה אחת, במחשבה אחת.
And Gilad is adding, the main thing is that we do it together, one move to give contentment to the Creator.